Two EU-related stories cropped up this week. First, news to boost flagging morale in Prague. In the face of reports about a bungled or fumbling Czech EU presidency, Czech foreign ministry officials could at least congratulate themselves on their football prowess. In a game marking 5 years since the country's accession to the European Union, a team of Czech foreign ministry officials beat rivals from the European Commission 3-0. This despite the all-out efforts of EU Commissioner for Enlargement Olli Rehn, captain of a multinational team of Commission employees, who shouted at each other in a mix of foreign languages on the pitch. The Czechs were cheered by their boss, outgoing Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, a 71-year-old aristocrat who would probably have felt more at home on a hunt. Even so, his presence spurred the Czech team on, or maybe he just promised his employees a big bonus in the event of victory. On a different note, a copy of Entropa, the work of Czech artist David Černý, which made waves in Brussels at the start of the Czech EU presidency, is currently being exhibited at an international art fair in Vienna. In fact, this 2x2 meters copy of Entropa is up for sale, so if you found the work irresistible and have €85,000 to spare, here's your chance. Moreover, the original may soon disappear from its place at EU headquarters in Brussels. David Černý has stated his intention to dismantle it in protest of the change of guard in Prague. Military-wise, it wasn't a bad week either. The 56th annual International NATO Azalea Festival in Norfolk celebrated the Czech Republic with a broad array of events. The festival has a tradition dating back to 1953, and every year the organizers select a NATO member state, which is the focus of the week-long festival. This year, the festival revolved around Czech culture, history and traditions, and around a stunning brunette in uniform, Czech military captain Magdalena Dvořáková, who was crowned Queen Azalea. Young women who want to have some idea of what it is like giving birth have been invited to take part in this week's climb of Mount Sněžka. The highest mountain peak in the country inspired the civic association Prostor pro rodinu to organize a fun event for the long weekend. Karolina Nedělová, the chief organizer, said she'd climbed Sněžka on a number of occasions, and it has struck her that the climb was just like giving birth. First, there's a very long stretch where the ascension is gradual and everything seems fine. Then there is a steep climb that really takes it out of you, and when you think you're finally there, you realize the worst is still to come. The last stage is drastic, but then suddenly you're there and it's spellbinding, Karolina says. Well, we'll have to wait and see what that outing does to the demographic trend. The Brno Zoo last week proudly announced the birth of 11 precious Arctic wolf cubs, but its initial pride quickly turned to fear of losing them all. The problem is that two rival she-wolves had litters at the same time. First, Alex brought out her family of six, but within hours, Claire gave birth to five cubs of her own, and during the night, she managed to kill all of her rival's pups. There are now five cubs left alive, and the zoo is hoping that Alex will not kill them in an act of revenge. What is unusual about the situation is that Arctic wolves rarely have so many cubs. Litters usually count two to three pups, which is fewer than the other wolf species. Where keepers are now watching the situation closely, but have refrained from interfering. Live abroad and miss Prague? Panoramatic views of Prague streets will soon be available on Google's Street View service. The service will start mapping selected streets and public areas in Prague in late April, and the process is expected to take approximately 3 months. The photographs will then be processed, which involves blurring randomly photographed people and car number plates, and the service will be launched in the late autumn, so look out for it.